Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The Food and Drug Administration says vials of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine contain a couple more doses than indicated on the label. The agency is telling pharmacists not to throw away the leftovers and advises against combining partial doses from separate vials because the drugs don't contain preservatives. A panel of independent experts meets today to advise the FDA on whether to authorize a second COVID-19 vaccine. Details from NPR's Joe Palca.
The vaccine is made by the biotech company Moderna and is very similar to the one FDA granted emergency use authorization to last week. Moderna enrolled some 30,000 volunteers in a study to judge the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. The company reports the vaccine was more than 94% effective in preventing COVID-19. While many volunteers suffered unpleasant side effects after getting the vaccine, including sore arms, headaches, and fever, for the most part, these went away in 1 or 2 days. FDA scientists have done their own evaluation of Moderna's vaccine. The advisory panel provides an extra level of scrutiny to make sure regulators didn't miss anything important. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank will continue its bond buying until the economy makes substantial progress. The move is meant to reassure financial markets and keep long-term borrowing rates low. Powell says Fed policymakers expect the economy to rebound to a healthy pace next year, but stresses the need for Congress to approve another coronavirus relief package. Negotiators have expressed optimism that they will soon reach a deal. Several national security agencies are forming joint group to investigate and respond to the cyber attacks against multiple U.S. government agencies. NPR's Greg Myrie has more.
The Trump administration hasn't provided details on what the hackers stole as they rummaged through government computers for months without being detected. But the announcement of the broad investigation reflects the belief that the breach was extremely serious. The FBI, Homeland Security, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said they'll, quote, coordinate a whole-of-government response to this significant cyber incident. The U.S. has not formally accused Russia of the hack. However, Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal said a classified briefing clearly blamed Russia and left him, quote, deeply alarmed, in fact, downright scared. Americans deserve to know what's going on. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
A bipartisan congressional panel finds the key players in the opioid industry have spent $65 million to fund nonprofits that advocate the use of prescription painkillers. A report shows the contributions began in 1997 and continued in recent years, even amid scrutiny of the industry's practices during the opioid epidemic. This is NPR News. Chicago's mayor is promising some changes to the way police in her city obtain search warrants following revelations about a botched police raid on a black woman's home in February 2019. Body cam footage released only days ago shows Ann Jeanette Young wrapped in a blanket and trying to convince the officers who knocked down her front door that they were at the wrong house.
They didn't serve me. They didn't protect me. They didn't care about me.
A civilian review board in Chicago is investigating. Major League Baseball is elevating the Negro Leagues to Major League status. MLB says the decision corrects a long-time oversight. NPR's Tom Goldman explains how the move will impact baseball's record books.
The announcement comes during the 100th anniversary year of the start of the Negro Leagues. It confirms what many already knew. The approximately 3,400 players kept out of the segregated majors were in fact Major League caliber ball players. In 1969, an all-white MLB committee gave Major League status to six previous baseball leagues without considering the Negro Leagues. Baseball now says that omission was clearly an error. MLB's official historian John Thorne told the sports website The Ringer, quote, it's both imperative and satisfying to see MLB admit to a mistake and try to right it. MLB now will launch a review of how to incorporate Negro League players' statistics into the official Major League record books. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher. Stock markets in Asia are also higher. This is NPR News.
Support for